Okay, we've got to get to a quiz. Now, before we started recording today, I asked Emily and Dedeker an important question, which was how many quizzes they would like to do.
Ren can relax. Yeah.
How many quizzes would you
like
to do?
One quiz, please.
Okay, fine. There's one quiz. But if we get to the end and you want more, I can find more. There are more to be had.
Okay.
This is a quiz from BibleTrivia.co.uk.
Okay.
Okay, from across the pond. Great.
Across the pond. Yes, this is one of our go-to sites for Bible quizzes here.
I feel like it's been a while since we've had a quiz, but I guess...
Couldn't have been that long.
When did we finish...
I mean...
Luke?
2.5 months ago.
Okay.
Does that sound right? Yeah. I can tell you exactly. We finished Luke. Oh, weird. We finished Luke on... Oh, wow, really? Okay. March 20th.
Okay. All
so,
right.
Yeah.
You mean my birthday? Yeah. No, we didn't.
Yeah. Well, that was when the episode came out.
Okay.
We did it... We recorded it on Pi Day on March 14th.
Got it. Okay.
And then it came out on your birthday.
Great.
Yes. Okay. So, yeah, it's been... What does that mean? Yeah. A little over 2 months. Not
yeah.
too long.
Okay.
But I guess before we got to the Gospels, we were doing a quiz like every other week.
Seriously.
Because we had all of these short books.
Exactly.
So.
Okay.
Okay. So here we go. This is from BibleTrivia.co.uk. This is a 20-question quiz. The average score is 73.7%.
Eek.
And I don't get to know the answers until the end.
All right.
So
great. That's how we're going to do it.
Let's do it.
You got this. We got this.
I will say that John was very hard to find quizzes for that were not...
Really?
That were not so based in conclusions people have made later
sure.
about stuff from John
because sure, sure.
he's so fundamental in that. And even then, this test is not perfect in that regard.
Sure.
So
okay.
just prepare yourself. So question number one. Why was John the Baptist sent from God? Was it A, to show humility by his simplistic life? B, to perform miracles and signs? C, to bear witness of the light? Or D, to explain the writings of the prophets?
I think
I'd
bear
say,
witness.
Yeah, witness.
C, yeah. Okay.
Can I get a witness?
Cool.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness? Yes. All right, number two. A, I'll just give you the answers without the question.
Was that the answer?
No.
Oh,
no, no, no.
Okay.
I was going to start reading
the
answers
the answer.
Without
okay.
giving
okay,
you
okay,
that.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, two. What did John the Baptist say when he saw Jesus?
Whoa.
Is it A? Whoa. Is it A, behold the Savior of the world? B, Hosanna in the highest? C, you are the true Son of God? Or D, behold the Lamb of God.
All of those are like super...
Lamb.
Yeah?
I think Lamb.
Okay,
yes.
Whatever.
My guess was Hosanna in the highest.
Yeah, I thought
it
was
it
like Hosanna in excelsis because I remember like thinking that when I heard Hosanna.
He called him a lamb. I'm pretty confident about
okay.
this.
You're confident
no,
about
that's
lambs?
Good.
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
I know there were a couple places where they did the Hosanna in the highest because I sang that song from Jesus Christ Superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Or from Godspell. Oh dear, now I'm getting the two mixed up. Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah.
That's the
okay.
one. Okay. But yeah, I think you're right. Lamb, lamb, mm-hmm. lamb, lamb. Okay. Number three. Where did Jesus see Nathanael? Nathanael. Was it?
I
don't
really remember who Nathanael is.
I know. I don't know. Was it A, under the fig tree? B, under the almond branch? C,
the single almond branch.
C, within the house? Or D, at the gate of the temple?
I think
olive
fig tree.
Oh,
yeah, I think
fig,
he was
fig,
sitting
fig.
Under a fig tree, which I know historically Jesus does not care for, but I think I remember that.
But in this book, he didn't destroy any fig trees.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think.
No, but maybe that's like he just was there near a fig, but not destroying it.
Yeah.
He let
I
that fig
so.
Live.
He let it be.
I do remember there being a time where we read about a fig tree and I was worried for that fig tree.
Yes, I think it didn't get killed,
so that might be here.
Is it a wasp that the fig eats?
Wait, hold on. Can you repeat that sentence?
There's a bug that gets into the fig and then it like, right? And then it becomes a fig.
Uh-huh.
It matures into a
that's how it
adult
goes.
Yeah. Fig.
The fig eats the wasp.
Yeah, so it is a wasp. I mean, I don't like wasps, so I'm fine with figs.
Okay, good.
Cool.
Okay, number four. What happened at the marriage of Cana or Cana? C-A-N-A. Was it A?
Oh, that was the wine one. That was the water into wine.
Okay, very nice. I'm going to say A, Jesus condemned materialism.
Okay.
Not quite.
Not in this gospel he didn't. B, Jesus turned water into wine. C, Jesus healed a crippled man. And D, Jesus forgave the couple's sins.
That's as a wedding nice, present. But the aww, wine.
It's kind.
Was yeah, this the
okay,
one?
Water into wine.
Wasn't there one story where somebody was really urging him to do miracles?
Mary, his mother
yeah,
was.
And he's like,
no,
Mom,
Mary was
Jesus.
Like, there's no wine.
Yeah.
They're out of wine.
Make some wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but he's remember like, she was like, Jesus, do your thing. And he didn't want to. And she's like, do it.
Do it. Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
Number five, to whom did Jesus say, ye must be born again? Was it A, Nicodemus, B, Simon of Cyrene, C, Joseph of Arimathea, or D, Gamaliel?
Who is Gamaliel?
I don't even know who any of these people are with the
exception of Gamaliel's from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah. No,
that's
sounds
Galadriel.
About right.
Yeah.
So is her sister, Gamaliel. Joseph of Arimathea was later. I mean, Simon of Cyrene and Nicodemus, I think, were both names in this
not
book.
Not Nicodemus? I don't know.
It might be Nick. Might be Nick. Good Saint Nick.
Nick's.
Yeah, I'm torn between Nick and Simon.
Brady thinks that Nicky is the 316 guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, was this the person that came up and was like, hey, Jesus, what do I got to do?
No, that's historically like the rich dude.
Right.
Yeah, let's go with Nicodemus.
Okay, Nicodemus. Number six. What did Jesus say he could give the woman of Samaria? Was it A, bread of life, B, living water, C, eternal life, or D, forgiveness of sins?
It was the living
life?
Water.
The water.
It was the water. Because they were at the well.
Yeah.
Wait, what does living water even mean?
Well, right? That's what we said. Where he's like, you don't need real water. I can give you living water where you'll never be thirsty.
She was like, great. And he was like, follow me and don't ask any questions. And maybe yep. you'll figure
what
it
have
out.
I gotten myself into? Cool.
Number seven. How long had the infirm man lain in the pool of Bethesda?
What?
Remember this one?
Yeah, this was when there was that pool of water and an angel would come and occasionally stir it up. And when the angel came to stir it up, then all of the like sick and infirm people would get into the pool. And it seemed like it was kind of like the first one in.
Whoever got there first, yeah. And this guy had been hanging out trying to be first for a long time, but he
I
want
to say
infirm,
it was a period
so
of years.
Okay, so our choices are
yeah.
A, 1 year, B, 12 years, C, 25 years, or D, 38 years.
I want to say either 1 year or 12, maybe. 12 seems to be an important number.
Just
I'm
going to
say it was
12.
It was definitely not 1 year.
Yes.
I remember it was a longer
long time.
Time.
Okay.
12 seems so short.
Do you think so? No,
I
say
12. A long amount of time to me,
yeah,
but I don't
to
know.
To be laying waiting for the pool.
Okay.
I don't know.
Sure. I mean, 38 seems like a really long time.
Yeah.
Let's say 12. Yes. You're right. 12 seems reasonable. You'd have to give up after that, right?
38 is older than Jesus ever was.
That's true. Yeah, then they would have had a line in there about like, I've been waiting here mm-hmm. since before you were born, kid.
Exactly.
Okay. Number eight. Which of these is not declared as a witness of Jesus?
Not what? Okay.
Okay. I already don't understand the question. And once you hear the answers, you may understand it even less.
Cool.
Which of these is not declared as a witness of Jesus? A, John the Baptist. B, the work God gave Jesus. C, God. D, nature and creation.
I don't understand the question.
Well, I'm going to pass
which
on this
of
one.
These
you guys is figure not, it out.
Is not declared as a witness of Jesus? Like, not something that points to him
like,
being...
can I get a witness?
God or something?
And what were the options again?
Who hasn't witnessed?
John the Baptist. So he definitely would be someone who witnessed that he was that.
Yes.
The work God gave Jesus.
That's so weird. Wait.
So I guess that's like the miracles and the works that he did.
Witnessing Jesus either.
That's like the use of the word witness is weird.
It is.
Then C is God. God himself. And then D is nature and creation.
This is a trick question. I'd go with nature and creation, but whatever.
I would say God himself.
I would say God himself.
Fine. Yeah, same.
Well, I guess what I'm thinking is if it's about, if by witness they mean like indicating this, like you could look at these things and see, oh yeah, Jesus is Lord or whatever, that John the Baptist said it with his words. The works that Jesus did show us, I guess. And then, yeah, the nature and creation are God. Like, God never comes and says it specifically. It's all through Jesus saying stuff.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's a trick that God is the one that's not.
I agree.
Okay, here we go.
Is that it? That was 20?
Yeah, nope, that was 8.
That was 8?
Out of 20? Are there 20 questions?
There's 20 questions.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Dedeker.
You too.
All right, let's go.
Okay. Number 9.
I thought we were done.
What teaching of Jesus did the Jews not understand? Was it A, the kingdom of God is nigh at hand? B, I am the way, the truth, and the life? C, I am the bread which came down from heaven? Or D, he who is not for me is against me?
All of the above? B or C?
Say it again, please.
Probably B.
What teaching of Jesus did the Jews not understand? The kingdom of God is nigh at hand. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the bread which came down from heaven. He who is not for me is against me.
I think about the kingdom of God being nigh at hand.
Yeah.
Would be my guess.
Sure.
Is that B?
Fine with that. That's A.
Oh. Okay.
B was, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, that, it seems
I don't
like,
feel like anyone questioned that one specifically. I'd say it's either kingdom of God is nigh at hand or the bread mm-hmm. one.
But they're not like believing he's who he says he is. This is a really annoying quiz, Chase.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like I said, it was hard to find quizzes that weren't just all based in theology rather than like being about the book itself. And this
what do
was
I look like,
one
a theologian?
Okay, yes. We got to keep this rolling. If we got to get
number
through
10.
All these, gosh.
You two, if you could just find some love in your heart for quizzes.
I'm not moaning that much. Okay.
Okay. Well, Dedeker, if you could find some love in your heart for quizzes. Number 10. What did Jesus say to those who accused the adulteress? Do you remember?
You
take that stick out of your eye.
No. He said he was without sin, close. Cast the first stone.
Close.
Oh, okay. It wasn't the stick eye, boy.
The option is, he that is without sin, let him cast a stone. B, take her and stone her. C, what has she to do with me?
My God.
And then D, you hypocrites, let's each look first to his own house. Okay, good job. Number 11, which two signs or miracles are also recorded in other gospels? Okay, that's interesting. Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe we can do this one.
So each of these are pairs. So A is feeding of the 5,000 and the raising of Lazarus. B, feeding of the 5,000 and Jesus walks on water. C, the raising of Lazarus and the drought of fishes, or the ruler's son healed and the drought of fishes?
I don't know what a drought of fishes means.
Or a
but
draft of fishes? A draught?
Some fish on draft, you know.
Draught?
No, it was B.
Yeah.
I feel very confident about that.
I'm just looking up this word, draft. It's draft. It's a British
draft.
Word.
Draft.
Oh, right, it's from the UK. Oh, yeah, so like
British.
Beer on draft.
That's why this is so hard to understand.
A draft of fishes. I still don't know what that means, but okay.
Yeah,
sure. Sure. Okay. Wow. Well, I learned something today. Sorry, what was the answer we landed on? I was stuck on the draft of fishes.
B.
B, feeding the 500 and walking on water?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay. 12. How did Jesus heal the blind man?
With mud and spit.
And his eyes.
Yeah, okay. Ugh. So this has cleaned up the answers a bit.
Of course.
He touched his eyes and scales fell off them. B, he anointed his eyes with oil. C, he anointed his eyes with clay and told him to wash.
That's the one.
And D,
spit.
He said the word and he was healed. Yeah, left out that it was spit clay from the ground. Okay.
He left out that he spit in the clay and then made clay and threw it on his eyes. Gross.
13. Which profession does Jesus compare himself to spiritually?
Carpenter? Shepherd.
Is it A, a fisherman, B, a carpenter, C, a shepherd, or D, a tent maker?
Oh, a tent maker.
A tent maker.
Wait, was he actually a carpenter? Did they say that he was a carpenter in any of these stories? Or is that just like a little known fact?
I do feel like one of them maybe mentioned something about that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Matthew did? I forget.
Somebody did for sure.
Someone did.
Yeah.
But he was a shepherd, right? I shall not want.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously. What?
Are we saying shepherd or fisherman?
Shepherd. No, because he was telling,
he
was saying to
shepherd,
Peter, I will make you
will
a fisher
of
men.
Men.
Yes.
Okay. I see. I guess that's why he doesn't fish himself at the end. He just tells them to cast
exactly.
the nets. Okay, great. God. Shepherd. Great. Number 14. What are the names of Lazarus's sisters?
Oh my God.
I know one of the names.
Oh, it's Martha and Mary.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say one's a Mary for sure.
Oh yeah,
Martha Magdalene, Mary Magdalene, Lazarus Magdalene.
Yeah. Okay. Except they were not the Magdalenes.
Martha,
we did
Mercy,
that.
Mary, Marlene.
All right. Oh, yeah. Mary and Martha. The other options Martha. Were Salome and Mary.
Salome.
Joanna.
Awkward.
Joanna and Salome and Martha and Ruth. They just sort of threw other Bible lady names in there.
Rebecca
assuming.
And
yeah.
Ruth. Yeah.
Esther. Okay, 15. What did Jesus do to the disciples before the Last Supper?
You tell me.
Was it A, he exhorted them to believe? B, washed their feeties? C, anointed their heads? Or D, gave them the Holy Spirit?
Did he wash the feet?
Yeah, he washed the feet.
And he also breathed on them.
Well, that was after.
No, he breathed on them after the fact, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
This is before the Last Supper.
After the tomb,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
Number 16. What did Jesus say he would leave with the disciples? Was it A, altruism? B, B, humility? C, love? Or D, peace.
Did he say he was going to leave any
peace.
Of those with him?
I don't recall.
Yeah, I don't remember him saying any. He just kept saying the Holy Spirit. But
yeah.
I think he means peace. Because he kept saying peace be with you at the end before he breathed
okay,
on them.
Okay, sure. I don't quite believe it, but...
That's not
I can't make
really
an argument for anything
the
else.
The answer to this question, but
yeah.
whatever.
I just process of elimination. It's not altruism. It's not humility for sure.
Yeah,
no,
so
sure.
like love and peace...
It.
Yeah. Love and peace is all that's left. I think it's got to be peace. Okay, number 17. What relation was Annas to Caiaphas? I'm trying to recall who either of them were.
Oh, Annas was his father-in-law. Caiaphas was the head priest.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, so was this A, father-in-law?
Wait,
yes,
his father-in-law?
Caiaphas' father-in-law, right?
Yep.
Because when Jesus got brought in, they brought him to the father-in-law of the priest, like you do.
Yeah, he was the son-in-law. Yeah.
Well, no, Caiaphas was the head priest and Annas was the father-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Because he went to Annas first.
He was the son-in-law and Caiaphas was the father-in-law.
Yes.
Wait, which?
No, Annas was the father-in-law. Caiaphas was the son-in-law.
Okay. So yeah, father-in-law is what we're going to say. The other options were son, grandfather, or nephew. So yeah, father-in-law.
Okay, in-law, yeah.
Number 18. Where was Peter standing when he denied Jesus for the second time?
By the fire?
So options are A, in the streets outside the high priest's yard. So I think that was time number one.
Mm-hmm.
B, warming himself at the fire. Yeah, I think it's that one.
Yeah.
C, in the Garden of Gethsemane, or D, at the foot of the cross. No. You're a little late, Betty. okay, so not that. Uh-huh. Yeah. 19. What color robe did Pilate's soldiers put on Jesus?
Purple.
Options are blue, brown, white, or purple. And this is it, the last question. How many fish were caught in the miracle of the draft of fishes?
153, baby.
153,
thank God,
baby.
That was the most recent thing we read, because otherwise, would not have been able to pull that one out.
Yeah, 100 and L-I-I-I.
Right.
Okay.
How could I forget?
100 and L-I-I-I, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
Drum roll, please.
Drum roll. We got, oh dear. We got three wrong, which gives us a score of 85.
Okay, higher than the average.
Oh, that's
fine.
We can take that. I'll go with that. What did we get wrong? Yeah,
okay, the three that we got wrong were three in a row, too, which is a bummer. So,
oh, fascinating.
Number seven was, how long had the infirm man laid in at the pool of Bethesda? The answer was 38 years.
Oh,
so it was
man.
Longer than Jesus had been alive.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Also, number eight, which the one that we thought was a terrible question, which is, which of these is not declared as a witness of Jesus? Nature and creation was not a witness, I guess.
Oh, Emily was right.
So apparently this is John 5, 31 to 47.
It's a long passage.
Yeah, that is a long passage.
Yeah.
And then the last one is, what teaching of Jesus did the Jews not understand? We said the kingdom of God is nigh at hand, and it's I am the bread which came down from heaven. So it's one of the two that we were debating between, so that's something.
Yeah.
Apparently 50% of people answered that question correctly.
Okay.
We were not one of those 50. Okay. We were the other 50.
No. You know what? I'd give the Gospels a solid B also. So... Hmm.
Okay, really? Tell me about your
breakdown. What's your grading rubric?
I don't know. I mean, none of them were A+ for me. John kind of put the average down even further. I think all of them were maybe like a B+, maybe an A-. But then John was kind of like a B-. So we're going to do a solid B here.
Sure.
Okay.
Solid B.
Sure.
Hey, you know, if this is comforting at all.
Yeah.
So each question gives me the statistics about how many people got this particular question right, as well as that average score for the whole quiz. And this question 9, the what teaching of Jesus did the Jews not understand, is the hardest question, statistically speaking. It's the one that had the least correct answers.
Okay, all right.
And then this one about what's not declared as a witness is the fourth most challenging question on the list. After which two signs or miracles are also in the other Gospels. So a lot of people weren't doing that critical thinking like we were.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the other next hardest one was how many fish were caught in the miracle of the draft of fishes. So yeah, it did help that we just read it for sure.
Yes, it did. Thank God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well done, everyone.
We did it.
Here we go. So... now we're moving on to what the rest of the New Testament is going to bring us, whatever that means.
Yeah,
I don't know what that's going
to
be.
I mean, this is definitely when we're starting to transition into, I suppose, like Christian interpretation and messaging around and like figuring out the meaning of Christ's life and miracles and acts and words and all that stuff, which is also heavily influential on Christianity, right? It's not just about Jesus. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think it'll be interesting. I also will say that of the rest of this, I probably have a lot less knowledge of specifics, but there's going to be certain passages from all of Paul's letters and stuff where it's going to be like, oh yeah, of course, that one. Mm-hmm. That one for sure. Yeah, definitely.
How about you, Dettiger?
How familiar
are you
with all this?
From all this?
Of Acts and Paul and stuff like that?
Like all the rest of the New Testament.
Just the rest of it.
I don't know. I always felt like Acts was a weak point for me. Like I didn't remember a lot from Acts, but I feel like we spent a lot more time on all the letters from Paul, I think, growing up. I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Those
I'm willing
get
to
read
bet there's
a lot in church.
I don't know. I think it's gonna be like the rest of this book. I think there's gonna be a lot where as I read it, I'm like, oh right, this story or this passage. Then there's gonna be a lot of like, oh, I didn't realize that this passage happened in the middle of this horrifying story.
Right.
That I've never heard before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Of course.
Alrighty.
Well, we appreciate you all for going with us on this journey through the Old Testament and into the Gospels. And now it's time for the rest of the New Testament before we reach what I already know is going to be my favorite book, Revelation.
See ya.
See you all next.
See you in a couple weeks.
Bye.
2 weeks from now.
Bye.
Bye.